Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, you are. Morena, Penny.
Morena.
How are ya?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, so good. We're excited to have you up in the studio with us.
Yeah, thought I'd get up early and come on in.
Oh, legend.
Yeah, no, that was a great text to get at 6:50. I'm on my way. And you brought chocolates and everything, and you brought us a trend report for what might lie ahead for 2026.
Yes, this is true. I thought I'd start with the Pantone colour of the year.
Controversial.
Yes, very controversial.
It's
called
just
Cloud
white.
Dancer.
It's white.
A billowy, balanced white imbued with a feeling of serenity, calming influence in a frenetic society, rediscovering the value of measured consideration and quiet reflection.
It feels a little bit loaded with the, like, I don't know. Something in the realm of like trad wives and like
I've watched
the rise of the far right and all this dreadful stuff.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of colour analysis tear Panatone a new one over the last couple of weeks. And yeah, it's a lot deeper than you think it would go, you know?
Yeah.
Colour theory and everything like that, and the kind of feelings and thoughts that a colour can evoke. So Panatone, do better.
Watch your back.
I thought last year was bad enough because it was mocha mousse, which is just beige, which is kind of like my absolute abhorrent colour.
Yeah,
you know, it just reminds me of the Kardashians for some reason.
It does.
I guess the Cloud Dancer lends into one of the Pinterest trends, which is kind of vintage inspired, playing on a sense of nostalgia, and it's kind of like soft pinks and flouncy shears and that sort of thing, Parisian softness. But in the true spirit of core, which we like to discuss, circus core.
Yes, and we've talked about clown core before on the show. So circus core might be popping up next year.
Apparently in decor as well.
Yeah.
So bold stripes, harlequin pattern, neck ruffs. Like clowns, but like imagine if it came back as Elizabethan.
Oh my gosh, I
sculptural
love a ruff.
Silhouettes.
I wonder if that's the Chapel Roan effect.
Well, it could be because another core is opera core, dramatic drapery, red roses, string quartet playing dark cabaret,
velvet and silk,
dramatic makeup and theatre inspired clothing.
Right.
Which kind of, these two kind of lend themselves into the glitchy glam makeup look, which is mismatched, kind of like two-toned lipstick, one colour on one lip, another on the bottom. Nothing needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
Do you think this is all rooted in like escapism and just wanting to sort of play everything up theatrically to escape the like shit show?
Yeah, so overall it's consumers will seek comfort, authenticity and optimism. TikTok, boho, everything, 90s anti-fashion led by Kate Moss, 2005 from the Glastonbury Festival, where she was wearing shorts, a black t-shirt, a belt and a Napoleon jacket, and they're coming back. So if you don't know what a Napoleon jacket is, think of My Chemical Romance, Gerard Way in the Black Parade, leading the parade.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep.
But overall, apparently, 2026, it's 80s luxury and shoulder pads.
Okay.
Frosty light blue eyeshadow, forest core, specifically the forest floor.
Only the leaves.
Yes. Moss core.
Yeah. Soft fawn freckles, butterfly wing nail art, fox-inspired outfits.
Okay.
Forest magic inspired.
I kind of love that. Get to the forest, people. Get on the ground.
Nymph core.
Yeah. Celestial aesthetic, which sci-fi reference, extraterrestrial. Gummy aesthetic, which is inflated bags, bubble-inspired makeup and, like, gummies on nail art.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah. My favourite is Vamp Romantic is coming back, but I think they say that every year.
It's so bad. Look, Penny, it's back.
Yeah. Also, pirate cosplay.
Yeah. Okay. That one's left me speechless.
It's kind of making me think of Oh my God, a mind blank. Stand and Deliver, Ant music, Adamant. you know, like how he dressed as a pirate, and he wore the Napoleonic kind of jacket and that sort of thing. And that's very 80s.
Wow.
So, so next, you know, next time you see me, I might be in with a tricorn hat.
I hope so.
I'd love to see it.
Back to the anti-fashion, because Millie claims to be a really good trend predictor, and she did say when you first came in, distressed, what did you say?
I thought, like, anything distressed, anything dirty, anything imperfect is kind of where we're heading, and that's just from, I don't know, having my antennae in the wind.
Yeah, no, I agree. Fringe fancy is another one, so I think that goes with distressed and that sort of thing. Also lace everything.
Oh, someone did say lace is back, and also celebrities on tea towels.
is that the circus corps, like, decor kind of thing? The
celebrities on there. Like that.
Hard to tell.
Brooches on everything, which I kind of feel like that's quite 80s.
Very 80s.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I mean, every year, you know, there's all these trends, but who wants to be trendy? I say go with whatever you want to be, you know?
Yeah, I always just look to all of my friends who went to Elam, and they all seem to be wearing T-shirts that are, like, falling apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I guess that's what everyone else is going to be wearing in a couple of months.
I think also that's quite cool because of the fact that, like, wearing clothing until it does fall apart and you have to mend it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm now, because I've kind of been researching sustainability on a lot of things, I'm now, like, always mending. I don't care if I've got a hole or something, even though my mum would kill me, because even, you know, when I was a kid, she was like, you can wear whatever you want. You can be a goth or whatever, but just don't have holes in your tights, you know. But I like the fact that people are really thinking about not throwing away things and knowing that they can wear them longer, you know, even if they're, you know, they're torn or whatever.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my favourite threadbare dress. You're still cool. Interesting, the 80s are back. Do you think people were kind of craving, like, the opulence and...
Yeah, I kind of feel like... I think we've discussed before that when right-wing governments come in, the hair gets bigger, the shoulder pads get bigger for women, because they need to be noticed in a room, because the power play is all men. So when it's right-wing, it kind of turns into that. So it's probably something to do with that as well, because, you know, the world is so crazy at the moment. So, yeah, maybe it's something to do with that.
Looking forward to 2026. Let's reject all this cleanness. Let's give Panettone a new one. Yeah. Like, get out of here,
We should
Panettone.
Come up with our own colour, like the BFM red, you know, which I don't know what that colour is.
B red is gorgeous. I think, actually, to mark the B bus coming back into kind of play, we've been on a couple of times.
Yeah.
I reckon the dark blue
that dark
of the
blue
B
is
bus.
Stunning.
Yeah.
It's a hot dark blue.
I'm not super in touch with the colour of the year, but I have found a list of the previous ones, and some of them, it looked like 2021 to 2023 was an awesome time.
Yeah.
We were having fun.
Very vibrant and fun, and then 2024 was peach fuzz, and then it was mocha mousse, and it's just all downhill from there.
It's all the pastels, and, you know, I think blue is my favourite colour, so I think the B bus is great.
Well,
yeah.
2020 was classic blue, so maybe that's actually a bad omen.
Oh, okay, maybe that is
was
a bad omen.
Rough.
Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, what turns out to
I
be
say,
trendy.
Yeah, set your own trends.
Yeah, embrace the holes. Yep. Embrace everything imperfect and follow your heart, listeners.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you so much for a wonderful year of fashion, Penny.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
I love doing
Penny.
This. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, can't wait for next year.
Yeah. Hope you have a great Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.